are listening to the Caffeinated Thoughts Podcast. Hi, this is Shane Vanderhart. Welcome back to another episode, and happy Friday. To close out the week, I want to play a conversation I had with Brian Kluth. He's the spokesperson with the Bless Your Pastor Initiative with the National Association of Evangelicals. They recently were awarded a $1 million grant through the Lilly Endowment. And this topic really hits home with me because, and I was in youth ministry for 20 years. I've also been a senior pastor, or actually a pastor. I was the only pastor on staff. And I've been a youth pastor in three different churches. I understand some of the challenges that pastors face, especially when it comes to financial pressure, because I can tell you in the three churches I served, I made less than $30,000 in all three of them. I remember my first full-time youth pastorate was in Ohio, and my salary was $24,000, and I actually thought that was pretty good. It also came with health insurance, which my last youth pastor didn't have health insurance that came with it. So there are a lot of challenges being financially in church staff. Now, some churches do better than others. And I'm not dunking on churches. Some churches are doing the very best they can with the budget that they have. Some can do better. I think there's also some mindsets out there that Brian and I talk a little bit about that are contributing factors to some of this that aren't healthy that need to be addressed. But I think it's very important that we understand the needs that are present with the pastors of our churches and how we can come alongside and help. You know, these folks need encouragement, and anyway, I hope you enjoy this conversation I had with him, and that you check out their website, blessyourpastor.org. But before we get to that conversation, first a word from our sponsor, American Principles Project, then we're going to jump right into the interview.
At American Principles Project, we believe that human dignity should be at the heart of public policy. We work in all 50 states and in Washington, D.C. to promote life, religious freedom, local control over education, authentic economic progress for working Americans, and a return to constitutional principles such as federalism. Want to help American Principles Project? Visit our website today, AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. That's AmericanPrinciples, P-L-E-S, Project.org. Sign up for email updates. Help us out. We want to work with you. That's AmericanPrinciplesProject.org.
Well, hey, Brian, thank you so much for taking time to talk with me and our listeners on the Caffeinated Thoughts Podcast. I appreciate it. Welcome.
Hey, well, it's great to be on with you and your listeners, and we really want to encourage them today on how they can really be a blessing to their pastor and their church staff.
Great. So, let's talk first of all a little bit about you. Are you still a senior pastor, or are you working exclusively with National Association of Evangelicals?
Yeah, I was 10 years a senior pastor, and the last 3.5 years I'm heading up this national movement, grant-funded movement, on helping improve the financial health of pastors across America, and we're serving many, many different denominations doing that. And one of the initiatives within that is the Bless Your Pastor website, blessyourpastor.org, and the movement and free materials to specifically empower and equip Christians and church boards to really, come alongside their pastors and kind of beyond the church budget. So that's kind of the whole focus of Bless Your Pastor. You know, what can the average Christian do to really help and bless their pastor and kind of relieve some of the financial pressure that pastors are feeling, because they really do feel a lot of financial pressure these days.
Yeah, I spent 20 years in youth ministry before doing what I'm doing now, and I know how it is as a church youth pastor, the financial strain I was under. What have you guys found? Because you did a survey of pastors. Mm-hmm. What did you discover when you were doing that?
Yeah, we did some research with over 4,000 senior pastors, 18 different denominational groups, and it was pretty shocking what we learned, because normally this isn't talked about. You know, most Christians don't really understand or know that pastors are struggling, but 90% of pastors in our research indicated that they were feeling financial pressure. And when you look at why they were feeling the pressure, well, it becomes obvious because 50% of them receive less than $50,000 a year in compensation. So 50% under $50,000 a year in compensation, and yet they're working anywhere from 50 to 75 hours a week.
Right.
So a lot of work and not a lot of pay. But
well,
another shocking, go ahead.
I know something that, you know, my wife and I discovered, and it really depends on the church. And I hope it's getting better, but some churches had the mindset of, you know, we had the two for one. Your wife is gonna pastor alongside you, or there's an expectation with some churches that she doesn't work. So I think that even adds to that financial pressure that pastors feel when they're, you know, they're expected to be like solo income, but yet they're making under $50,000 a year.
Yeah, I was with a pastor and his wife recently, and they were making $40,000 a year. And he is working 60 hours a week, and she was working 30 to 40 hours a week, serving a congregation of about 75. So, yeah, they were getting almost 90 to 100 hours a week for $40,000, and that was everything. So they gave him $40,000, and then they said, well, you can use that for however you want, you know, what retirement, health care, housing, salary, expenses. So
that was their entire package.
That was the package. And the other research, in our research, we found that 60% of pastors do not receive any health care, any retirement benefits from the church, and many do not get any employee benefits. So when there are costs related to the ministry, they just have to often absorb those themselves. They take someone to dinner, or they host some people at their home. They're paying for that out of their limited paycheck. And so there's some real strain on the average pastor that the average Christian is just not aware of. Their average Christian kind of puts money in the plate and says, well, I'm sure the church board compensates my pastor appropriately, and they never really know that there are some real struggles behind the scenes.
Yeah, well, and sometimes I think there's also a mindset that they think this is normal, that a pastor, because I had people joke when I was youth pastor, when I pulled out a 20 out of my wallet, it's like, whoa, where'd you get that?
Your wife probably said the same thing, right?
No, you're right. I mean, generally, cash normally disappears from my wallet when I have it, so it is a rare thing. But, you know, there was this thing that's like, yeah, we expect our youth pastor to, you know, our pastor wasn't well compensated. The church, this is the second church I served. So you can imagine how the youth pastor's financial package looked like. So they just think this, well, you're serving God. Or there's some people like, well, you only work on Sundays. I'm sure you heard that before.
Oh, yeah. There's a little boy I heard once. He told his mother, she said to him, what do you want to be when he grows up? And he said, well, a pastor or a garbage man? She's like, what are you saying that for? He said, well, pastor works on Sunday and a garbage man works on Thursday. They both work just one day a week. So
just one day.
He thought that was a good plan.
they don't, you know, people will stop to consider. It's like, oh, I guess it didn't take him any time to prepare that sermon you're hearing, you know, or you don't think he's, somehow he magically, appears when we call when somebody's in the hospital or whatnot.
Well, most people don't realize that you're working all day, but then you got evening committee meetings, you have evening events, you've got weekend events, you've got, you know, the weekend services. So it really is kind of can easily be 6 to 7 days of, morning, afternoon, and night that you're going, and you obviously know that because you live that life. But it's not a 40-hour week; it's a lifestyle.
Right.
It absorbs your whole week. Yep.
Exactly. So, in the survey, I mean, they notice much of a difference. I'm assuming the larger the church, probably the better the financial incentives.
I would say generally that would obviously be true, but I was recently with one pastor. He was in a church of over 1,000. And he said it took him 20 years of serving in that church to get to where he was making $40,000 a year.
Wow.
And when he started at the church, he was making $45,000 or $47,000 working for Coca-Cola. And then it took him over 20 years to get back to where he was when he started. So that pastor talked to me about, you know, it was a real struggle. Even though they were part of a large church, they didn't necessarily get paid a lot. And he actually told me a story, and I was asking him, well, okay, besides the paycheck, how did God take care of you? And one of the stories he told me was his brother was dying, and he didn't have the money to go see him before he died. And a woman in the church heard about it, and she said, you know, we have frequent flyer points. Let us get you that ticket. And so she got him the ticket, and he went and saw his brother before he died. And then his brother passed away like a month later. And then she again bought him the ticket, frequent flyer points that her family had, to get him to the funeral. And both times he actually did it was first class, which he said was the only time in his life he ever flew first class. But
right.
That's the kind of idea, you know, that was one Christian woman who looked at what she had and said, what can I do to bless my pastor and staff? And she stepped up and she blessed him and cared for him in a way that, you know, his paycheck couldn't have done it. And she did it in a loving way. And that's what this movement is all about. You know, people saying, well, what can I do to bless my pastor and staff? So,
yeah, I like to think the churches are getting better, or they're starting to recognize this. I know it was when they launched, and I remember who actually started with the Pastor Appreciation Month in October. At least I think
HB right. London. This is the 25th year since they started that. Yep.
And that's got people thinking, but it's like this is something, you know, we can't just appreciate pastors once a year or just, you know, or 1 month a year, because, well, you got the 11 other months and they're struggling. So certainly, I mean, that story you shared about the frequent flyer miles, that was great. What are some other creative ways that churches can provide acts of financial kindness to the pastors when they may say, well, hey, Shane, Brian, we just, our budget's small, giving is down.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a struggle.
Yep. Well, based on my 10 years of being a pastor, and I took a $70,000 pay cut to become a pastor. So when I was 45, I had three kids, 3, 5, and 7, took a $70,000 pay cut to become a pastor. But my church loved me really, really well, and my family. So I wrote this little flyer called 50 Creative Ways to Bless Your Pastor and Church Staff. And in there, I identified all kinds of ways that people, what things they did for my family to really care for us and love on us well. And it's not, it has nothing to do with the church budget, but everybody listening to us right now, I truly believe this. Everyone listening, if you think of Galatians 6:6, God says, share all good things with those who instruct you. All right. So everybody listening to us right now has good things in their life. They have, you know, good skills, they have good experiences, they may have some, you know, good possessions in life, financial resources. You know, what can you do to take the good things in your life and somehow share them with your pastor? So these 50 ways literally talks about that. So the woman had frequent flyer points and she shared that with him. Another one, that same fellow told me about, there was a man in his church that every January, the first week of January, he'd reach out to him and he would say, hey, I have a vacation home. It's up in the mountains. You tell me the date, the 9 days you and your family want to use it. And for 20 years, every year that family got a vacation. And they could bring family and friends to that vacation. But that was for 20 years. So the pastor said to me, if it wasn't for that man offering me his vacation home, I could never, ever have done that. So that was one. My wife had cancer, serious cancer. She ultimately passed away, had her heaven day in 2010. But for 8 years, we had people that would give us gift cards to restaurants. Sometimes people would give us food, which was always fine. But they said, hey, you got, you know, busy kids, and they'd give us gift cards to fast food restaurants, you know, and things like that. And so it was literally when my family was doing its time to eat, we could, you know, pick up the kids from school And then we'd say, where do you want to go eat tonight? And we would go to a restaurant. My wife didn't have to shop. She didn't have to prepare foods. We didn't have to clean up. And so just even a gift card can be a huge blessing to a pastor. But even like a gas card or a grocery gift card or a restaurant gift card or Lowe's or Home Depot, any gift card someone has, if you could pass it on to your pastor or church staff member, you will bless them. It will really, really help them.
Yeah, definitely. You know, another thing, too, I found that was encouragement to me when I was a youth pastor was the church looked at ways, you know, okay, maybe we can't increase your salary, but we could definitely make sure you got paid time off.
Yes. Yep.
So make sure the pastor has adequate time off. I know some churches, more churches are starting to do sabbaticals as well.
Yeah, I've had five sabbaticals in my life and always planned them, but that's a huge gift because you're tired as a pastor. And I remember I was coming up into my seventh year of being a senior pastor, and I was tired. Mm-hmm. I was just weary. and my church, they gave me a three-month time period off. And boy, what a time to refresh and renew and recharge. And I came back to my church more excited than ever for, you know, what God was doing there. So, yeah, time off is a really, really big thing. Another thing is free services that somebody can offer. So I know one gal, she's a trusted gal at her church, and she likes the pastor's kids, and they like her. And once a month, she volunteers several hours to watch the pastor's family, the kids. And that couple said it's a huge, huge help. So that kind of a thing is big. Or I've had dentists provide free dental care, and doctors provide free medical care. You know, contractors that have helped on a project. Those kinds of free things that somebody can do really helps, you know, alleviate the burden of finances that somebody have to pay. Recently, I talked to a pharmacist that said she was going to start offering prescriptions to all the church staff at cost. And she was saying some things that might cost over $100, and she can give them to the church staff for only $8. What a huge financial saving that would be to a church staff and pastor's family if their expenses are reduced in that kind of way.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know, of course, also I was just thinking of, car repairs and things like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And the 50 ways list and the whole idea of the 50 ways list is a church board watches a little 7-minute video on how to do the Bless Your Pastor. And then we give them the 50 ways list, and then they just send it out to everybody in the congregation and say, hey, think about this, and let's all think about ways we can bless our pastor and staff in the coming year. And so, like you said, it's not just October. It's what can you do in an entire year to bless your pastor and staff. So that's the spirit of the Bless Your Pastor. You know, at the blessyourpastor.org website, they can get that 7-minute training video. They can get the 50 ways list, and their church can empower their whole congregation to, you know, to care for their staff better than simply just what you can pay them in a paycheck.
Yeah. Now, the Lilly Endowment funded, gave the National Association of Evangelicals a $1 million, grant for this campaign. What does it hope to accomplish through that? I mean, what are ultimately some of your long-term goals?
Yeah, the long-term goal is, the real goal is to offer to every Christian and church in America free materials to help them bless their pastor and staff. So across all denominations, all groups, any Christian in America, you know, get the 50 ways list, you know, share that with others, church boards, get the material that we developed. So we just try to make it a turnkey kind of a thing, as easy as possible for anyone to do this, and churches of any size to do this. And that's really kind of the goal. But the other thing that we're actually doing, because we have grant money, is for every church that lets us know they went to the blessyourpastor.org website, they used our materials, we're encouraging them to also take a pastor appreciation offering, pastor and staff appreciation offering. And do that once a year. And when they do that and they let us know they did it, we'll actually send the first churches that tell us, we'll send their pastor a $150 gift card from the grant money.
So we're going to help 1,000 church, 1,000 pastors with a gift card, just because a church did this and let us know. But also, as a, you know, I mentioned I took a $70,000 pay cut to become a pastor, and I remember we were coming up to Christmas in that first year, and my wife said, "How are we going to afford to go back and see family? We live in Colorado, and how are we going to go see family in Minnesota and Wisconsin?" And I said, "I don't know. We don't have the money to go." And then she said, "And how are we going to cover Christmas? I mean, that's kind of a hit, you know, at Christmas when you're kind of living, you know, right on the line." And
right.
I said, "I don't know." And one of my leaders came and said, "Hey, we didn't tell you we take a bless your pastor, or we take a pastor appreciation offering every Christmas for you." And I said, "Who's it for?" They said, "Well, for you, we just take it from the congregation and then we give you the money." I'm like, "Really? Well, that's kind of cool." But I said, "Well, who's it for?" And they said, "Well, it's just for you." And I said, "Well, but there's other staff here. They all work hard and we don't pay them a lot." So I kind of made a new rule. I said, "You know, I think it's great we're doing an appreciation offering, but let's do it for all of our staff." Well, every Christmas, we got probably $600 to probably $1,500 everybody got because of that appreciation offering. And so when you're making a low salary, you get a $500 or $1,000 or $1,500 appreciation gift. It's huge. It's a game changer. It's life-giving, and it's life-changing for that pastor and that staff to just get that bump, and you feel loved. I mean, you just feel really loved when there's that kind of a gift that goes on. And our church wasn't that big, but our people were really generous. So our church sent it out every Thanksgiving. Our leader sent out a letter. And so over the month of December, people could give. In the first week of January, we got this very nice gift every single year. And what a blessing. So the Bless Your Pastor materials talks about taking up that offering, and the videos, you know, give you guidelines on how to do that properly and make it legal and all that good stuff. So that's all on the blessyourpastor.org website.
Yeah, I think a lot of people probably don't realize, too, they're listening, that pastors have some, they're kind of, especially if you're ordained or licensed, you have a complicated tax
yes,
status,
do.
things, dual employed, which, you know, maybe somebody's listening offers free tax help for the pastor. That would probably
exactly
be.
Whatever you can give your pastor, anything that you're good at or an ability you have or a possession you own, share it. Recently we sold a rental property we had, and it was furnished, and I went to my pastor and I said, "Pastor, here's everything we own in that home. Anything you want, you can have." So it literally was, you know, beds and chairs and washers and dryers and anything he wanted. We just said, "You know what, we're going to get rid of all of it, but we're giving you first dibs on it." So that was a, you know, just something I could do. So
yeah. So I was just also, you know, wondering too, we talk about how many hours a pastor puts in. I think one way churches can help bless pastors is by, first of all, realizing they're human beings, and that maybe 60 hour work week typically or plus is not a normal thing. And sometimes pastors do that to themselves too. So, but churches can help by not expecting it, I guess.
Yeah. We're kind of respecting some boundaries, you know, just because you're having a crisis doesn't mean you need to make it the pastor's crisis in the moment.
Right.
So some things can wait till the next day. Or I always tell people, please don't tell your pastor your problems when he's going to preach in 10 minutes.
You
catch him in the hallway and you dump something on them that's really problematic, or you've got a problem with the church, or you got a problem with a person. Don't do it. Don't do it between services.
Right.
Or before the service. You know, give some respect and some boundaries to their time and to their emotions. You know, that's a big thing. And even praying for the pastor in the 50 ways list, there's a list of how to pray for your pastor. And I had a woman in my church, and she came to me every year and she said, "Pastor, this is how I pray for you. Let me know if you want me to add anything." And she had a list of things she prayed for. So I actually replicated that list in that little 50 ways flyer. Praying for intimacy with God and for, you know, marital unity and for their parenting and for their communications and friendships and finances, But how do you pray for a pastor? You know, there's a lot of things that they really need prayer for.
Great. Yeah. Hey, give me that website one more time.
Blessyourpastor.org. Blessyourpastor.org. And one thing I should mention is we have materials on there for anyone that's listening. So you as an individual Christian, you can just go to blessyourpastor.org and get something for you that's going to help you bless your pastor. But then we have materials for church boards, anyone that's in leadership at a church. But we also have things that are for people that are pastors or staff at a church. We have things that specifically can help you. We have a God is Your Provider course. It's free. It's online. It's a video course, and there's a lot of valuable resources. So anybody listening, there's something at blessyourpastor.org that's going to help you, help your church, help your pastor. So we encourage people to go there and get those free materials.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Well, Shane, it's been a delight to talk to you and your listeners, and we look forward to finding out in heaven how people blessed their pastor and church staff.
Amen. Take care.
Thanks. God bless.
And that concludes today's episode of the Caffeinated Thoughts podcast. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Brian. And I really hope you check out their website, blessyourpastor.org. Again, get involved. Find ways, creative ways you can bless your pastor. It's really easy to do. It doesn't take a lot of money, and little things do matter. And, you know, also, if you can't do anything else, be sure to pray for your pastor, and not just your senior pastor, but if there's multiple pastors on staff, don't forget them as well. Being a former youth pastor, I can tell you that's important, because a lot of times, you know, I was overlooked, and it hurt. Not that happened in every church, but it has happened in the past. So don't overlook the associate pastors and the youth pastors and assistant pastors as well. They need encouragement too. So if you are listening to this podcast somewhere other than on our website, please be sure to check out caffeinatedthoughts.com. Again, that's caffeinatedthoughts.com, CAFFEINATED thoughts. You could just Google Caffeinated Thoughts and it'll show up at the top of your search screen. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, sign up for our emails on the website. That way you can get our updates right to your inbox. Also, I'd encourage you to subscribe to this podcast. If you happen to be listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, please give us a rating, 5-star ratings. We'd appreciate it. You can also find us on Podbean, on Stitcher, on Spotify, and on SoundCloud. If there's a app we're missing or we're not on, drop me a line at shane@caffeinatedthoughts.com, and I'll look and see how I can, you know, get us on that particular app as well. So I hope you have a good weekend, my friends. Again, take care of your pastors. Have a great weekend.